Audio rolling.
Action.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 15 of After Hours, the official Open Side Production podcast.
Woo! Oh my gosh, it's yet another one.
We got right. Cameron back.
Yay!
Yeah. You fucking stop calling me Cameron.
God damn!
I'm still disappointed with what you told me. So I still have to call you Cameron.
I guess we could segue into my name is Christian now.
Cam Clark.
Andrew Reyna.
Amber Albright.
Marcus Method.
Yes.
Junior.
Oh, yeah.
You include the whole thing.
Screw it. Just call me Method Man.
Method Man. God, you are like the... You know, you're not, I expected you to look so much different.
So what, did I.
What?
Yeah.
Actually, kind
of. A little bit disappoint you.
He told me he was before we met.
You am black from the waist down.
Method Man Junior. Is your dad Method Man Senior?
Yeah. Sort of, yeah.
How can you sort of be senior? Like,
it's so uncool.
Maybe. Yeah. I might be. Yeah. We're thinking it.
Although I do think he invented sagging, though, but I could be wrong.
You're like the first junior I've ever actually met. Really? Like, yeah, I've never met another one. I came up with the decision to name my son Scott Wilson II Jr.
Don't curse your kids.
Yes.
Especially if you live in the same house. You always get the mail, and it's always addressed to Marcus Method.
There's never that.
Never a senior or junior.
Oh, that's annoying.
It's like, who's this for?
All of a sudden, you, open, do you want?
Open it up, it's a bill. You're like, no.
And then it ends up back in the room.
Wrong Marcus. So, as everyone can tell, we've got Method Man on as a guest today. That's pretty awesome. We had Tom last week, and these two are pretty much go hand in hand.
Sort of.
You guys have the biggest bromance I've seen since
me and Ryan Redeking.
Who don't love the beard?
Yeah, that's true. I can sympathize with that, strictly because I'm a fat man with a beard. How did you get into all this stuff? Because I barely know even Tom's backstory.
Actually, how I got into everything is Christy, who worked at the Haunted Cave at the time, I guess.
Yeah.
She saw that I did a lot of makeup work, and that's a whole different story how I got into that. But anyway, she is like, well, I work at a haunted house here in Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some of your work, and maybe I could talk to Tom and see if they can get you in there.
Oh.
I don't know. Okay. And at the time, I was actually applying for Sci-Fi's Face-Off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did a prosthetic mask and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Christy really liked it. And I actually ended up going to the gas station wearing full makeup and everything. And so she was like, yeah, you really need to get with Tom. And so finally they got me in touch with Tom. And sure enough, they actually liked the work I did. And he's like, oh, yeah, just come on in and we'll put you to work in our art department.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I was like,
that's interesting. I can definitely... And I'm pretty sure you can too, Christian, but I can definitely understand the feeling of going to gas stations and makeup, because I've done it so many times.
Remember my day as a zombie? Like, I know my face was still just stained red, so it probably looked like I had this fucking massive sunburn in, like, early March.
Yeah. Sunburn?
No.
I've gotten, like, covered in blood for one thing or another.
Remember when I Simba'd you with blood?
Yeah. Anytime that I'm on set for Stray, it's, like, tradition that somehow, some way, Cam's got to have blood on him. It's been that way since even before Christian and Andrew here, or even you, Method Man, got involved.
But I enforce it.
Yeah. Dude.
I'll just come at you and be
week,
like...
Last week I thought I was good because I went the whole day and had any blood on me, and then and later on I took my coat off and I looked at my shoulder. There's this blotch of blood on because Austin
was like, "Sorry, Cam."
And I was like, "What are you apologizing?" Like, it didn't click. I don't know why.
And he's just like, "Oh,
oh no."
You made it Subway.
So that was risque. Oh no.
Inside jokes.
So how long have you been with Hysterium?
The Hysterium was my first full year last year.
Yeah.
I started off in the makeup department, and I went and applied, and for some dumb reason, the day I went and applied, they're like, oh, everybody has to audition for a role. I don't know how to act.
Dude, yeah. I forgot to, I guess we forgot to mention who Marcus actually is in the company. I didn't think about that.
No, I was gonna segue into that.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And so, like, I applied, and I don't know why, but I get nervous talking in front of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's all these people, and they're like, oh, you have to make up a role, and you have to do it. So I did it, and they're like, well, you should make a good lead doctor or a superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, all right. And sure enough, I ended up being Dr. Heigl.
Okay.
Which is in the first room you ever enter in the haunted house, the hysterium.
Yeah.
So it was kind of weird. I mean, the first night I was like all nervous and everything, didn't know what to do. I didn't really have like a full costume, no makeup, no nothing on.
Yeah.
So it was just like a nerdy looking guy in a suit that I found over at the, Goodwill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paid like $20 for the whole suit.
Pants are too short by like 3 inches.
Perfect.
That's scary.
I went through like old pictures and stuff back in the time period was for.
Yeah.
And I did research on it. And here everybody's pants were like high water.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was going for. It was like the old like 40s, 50s style principal looking guy.
Yeah.
Which I found a great picture of somebody on the internet. So that's Dr. Heigl.
Did you have good socks? That would probably have pulled it all together. As a nice pair of socks.
That's actually, I kind of agree with that.
I don't know if they're that good. Fancy socks.
Fancy.
Could be bloody socks.
Yeah, have bloody socks.
Kind of like a brocade almost, but.
Yeah. See, I've never been to, we have all these people in Hysterium working with us now.
Yeah.
And I've never been to Hysterium.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
No.
Yeah, he's scared because of the clown rooms. Mm-mm. But
what clown room?
No, it's not. It's not the clown room. That's not it. I don't like being scared. I really don't. I just don't. Especially, in a video game or a movie, it's one thing. But in real life,
gets your adrenaline pumping,
dude. I'm just such a fucking pussy. Like it's weird because I work with all these awesome people, but no, I'm a fucking coward. I turn and run.
Like, dude,
I can't do it.
Like, realistically, you probably have enough power. If somebody came at you, like, you could probably punch him in the face. Like, don't do that in the haunted cave.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
In a real life.
Nothing about me is like, yeah, I'm going to kick this dude's ass.
No, like, in a real life scenario.
We'd appreciate that.
In a real life scenario.
I don't, like, I can sit here for months and just tell you guys for the next, like, 8 months that I'm not doing it. But I can, I just, I feel it in my bones. I'm not going to get a choice this year.
Dude, you got to get it.
It's gonna, yeah, see, because I've been hearing that sentence a lot more than I usually did. So I think once we get to the time, I'm just either going to be...
Since last year.
I'm probably going to get kidnapped.
I want to go.
Get him on a leash. Get him on a leash and just drag him through.
Like an A-team.
Yeah.
We could just attach a GoPro to like the back of me or whatever and record you just pissing yourself.
That sounds like an awesome idea.
Yeah, and you have to make sure you're behind.
I respect it, and I think it's awesome what you guys do, but I'm a coward. I'm the people you aim to scare, and I really just don't want it to happen.
If you pretend like you're not scared, they don't come after you. That's how I make it through them. Pretend like I'm not scared.
Yeah, you know it's fake, dude. It's just for fun, man.
Yeah, unless they're really scared.
This is an intervention podcast.
This is Cam, you're going. If Tom were here, he'd be like, you're not getting a choice, you're going.
Yeah, like, you don't have a choice.
I don't know why you think
don't you think you owe it?
The last time I talked to him, he's like, I don't know why you think you get a vote in this. But you're going, even if I have to drag you from the back of my truck.
Don't you think you owe it to our wonderful employees to go check out their hard work?
That is such a low blow.
Especially for
checkmate, bitch.
That is the lowest. I hope that's as low as you go.
We'll see.
Especially for how long checkmate, we worked on that sewer alone.
Oh my gosh.
I think that was, a month?
But I've been in there. I have. I was in there for the clown phobia.
Yeah, that doesn't count, though.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't.
Do you not remember the first time we met? You're coming through the kitchen. I scared the living crap out of you.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, that did it.
I even peeked around the corner and you guys saw me.
You did?
Yes. I peeked around the corner. I saw you. You guys saw me. I peeked back. He comes back around the corner, scared the hell out of you.
I'm covered in baby bat bitch sauce. Like, Nate's right. Nate is right. It's okay. I mean, those of our listeners who have watched the fucking Let's Play and heard me scream and... Didn't I cry the last one that we did? The last recording we did?
One of them.
Yeah, I started crying.
You've cried a couple times.
I've cried a few times. I will cry in front of all of these. I don't want to cry in front of these people. I'll never hear the end of it. But hey, Cam, remember that time you cried? I still give Austin shit for crying at the Phantom premiere. And that was like 2 years ago.
You're
going to
fucking cry during the Stray premiere. No, pussy.
I'm not. My balls are too big for that. Anyway.
We'll see about that.
So you've been with Hysterium for a year, and now you're with us.
Correct.
But what do you do again?
And who are you?
I'm kind of like the lackey guy. It's just like, boss. Here, we need you to do this. Can you do this for me? Oh, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
Really? Yeah. Well, do you like
that? That was a good impression of yourself.
I know.
I love it when people do that. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really do enjoy it. I mean... Mainly it's Tom. He sent me a text message one night. He was like, hey, can you do this? And here is a picture of the, creepypasta? Mm-hmm. The rake?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I think I could do that. When do you need it by? Oh, like, Wednesday? Here's Monday. Like, crap.
Yeah, like, I mean...
No sleep for me.
Honestly, it's been... kind of weird for us because we're still trying to get used to you guys, not like as people, but in a professional sense, because we're used to doing it ourselves, but now we've got people who can do it and not in the shitty way that we do it.
Yeah.
So it's like we're like, okay, it's the, all right, here, do this. Okay, we trust him with it, but like the whole time we're always like looking out of our corner of our eye, always like being watchful. We're just not, it's like something that I've noticed like been happening for a while since we've accumulated so many different people into the company. We're trying to get used to not doing everything ourselves, especially like me, Mike, Jeremy, Webby King, who's not with us tonight. He's got a sore mouth.
Yeah, it's unfortunate what happened to him.
Poor Webby King and his sore mouth.
Yeah, went to Taco Bell again.
Yeah, right. You suck a dick, Ryan. Why the and I know you're listening.
He had an unfortunate glory hole accident.
Oh, God. Glory hole and accident. Same sentence. It's just...
That should be the title of the episode. Unfortunate glory hole accident.
So, yeah, it's cool because, like, I haven't really met you. Like, we hadn't really talked a whole lot. I mean, here and there, but just, like, not, like, extended conversation. You know? Like, I mean, I'm always talking to Tom because I'm always telling him to get me.
Well, you know? Tom's one that suckers me into everything. I need to stop talking to Tom.
No, it's been really helpful for all of us, and we really appreciate you guys coming on with us and working with us. Like, we do.
Right.
We love all the work you've done, and, like, I mean, even stuff that... can't really talk about right now, the stuff that you've done recently.
Yeah, damn it.
I really love the recent job we got put on. And I know Amber really hated it.
Yeah, that sucked.
I know you guys were having fun trying to apply my makeup.
I mean, without giving too much detail what it is, I mean, it was about 4 or 5 hours of like work. After we got everything prepped to actually assemble the thing.
My fingers were bruised for like a week after working on that.
But it looks great. Like, yeah. That's what's awesome. Like, because if that were
makeup
us,
did not feel great, but...
We don't care about
that. That would have been like a stick. Like a stick with some fucking
like
Christmas
broom,
lights on it. Yeah.
Duct taped a broom.
Like, man! Like, that's the voice it would make. Yeah, it would be dumb. It would be the dumbest thing you've ever seen.
I hope that wouldn't be what would happen.
Probably not. The old, like, the 20s style theater, black and white, Robbie the Robot. Or it looks like the heater core hose.
I think I'd have to resign as actor if that was the alternative. I'd be like, no.
Oh my gosh.
I ain't doing
that. No, it's just like, it's weird to see such progression. Like now, like being for, I've been with OpenStein for, shit.
That's the
Michael's like Cameron.
I think this is going on my fifth year. I think. No. Yep. No. Yep. Yep. And this November will be my fifth year with OpenStein. So I've been with the company for 4 years. And it went from being like, it used to be Michael, Bozeld, and Jeremy, and Kenton, who you guys have not met before.
I still haven't met Kenton.
I don't know who Kenton is.
Yeah, Kenton's the silent founder of OpenStein. We don't even see him very often anymore, but we miss him. Mm-hmm. I love you, Kenton. And then it became those four and then me. And then we got our next employee, Kara. And then Ryan came on pretty much at the all. The, we all, me, Kara, and Ryan all kind of came on at the same time. And then it was us seven for a while. And then we cast for Phantom. And we bumped up like a little bit. Like only a smidgen. We got Austin that same year.
Pretty good film, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We worked really hard on that movie. And I was very happy with how it turned out. And even more impressed with how well it's done. For our first project. So congratulations to all of us for that.
I worked hard on peddling it.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's the only part I had.
So then, but it was around, and then we started Stray. And around halfway through Stray, we got these two, Andrew and Christian.
These two.
And then we had like a couple month break. And around the same time that we started shooting the second half of Stray, was around the same time that we started talking with the Hysterian people. And then the Halloween phobia, and then we did the Christmas phobia, and before I knew it, I blinked, and there's like 30 people on OpenStein. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck, now what? Like, it went from, oh, I just have to tell this person to do this. Now I've got, like, issues I have to deal with, and people that need to be managed, and I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Where do we have to meet?
Yeah, like, oh, fuck.
Shit ton of here. People now. It's crazy.
Yeah, I guess that's
I've seen the employee meetings bump up, like, a significant amount.
I remember when it was, like, I remember when employee meetings were me, like, way back, before Karen Ryan, we would sit in this, we used to have an office in the office Wayne building downtown across from Pint and Slice. The five of us would go downstairs. Someone would go to Pint and Slice for some food. I'd go to that Asian place. It's by J.K. O'Donnell's right around the corner. Come back. We'd open our food and we'd sit there, eat, and that would be a meeting. Like, we'd talk about what we're going to do and how we're going to come.
That's a good reason to have an office space.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. The space was no bigger than, like, probably like maybe your bedroom, man. Yeah. Andrew, is probably how big that office was.
Really?
Business. Like, I had three desks. Michael's was in front. I was off to the side. This was before I was even vice president of OpenStein. So this is like before my first promotion and shit. God damn, it feels like so long ago. It really does. And now, and I remember we used to talk, man, I can't wait until we have all these people. It's going to be so easy. It's going to be so fun. And then we get all these people. I'm like, I fucking don't want all these people. There's all this bullshit I have to do. And I've got to tell everybody where to go. It's like, fuck. It's like, it's weird, you know, but it's been a really cool experience. I mean, how's it felt for you, Christian? Like, you came in around the same time that, like, that number just started to kind of go up.
Yeah. I mean, it's been wild seeing it. Like, it feels in about almost a year that I've been with the company now. It's pretty fucking wild to think about. Holy shit. Yeah, right?
Oh my god, you're right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I've seen it grow from, like, what were we, like, 21 people? No. Or no, not no. even, like, 18.
Were like, something like we that. We were, like, 15. We had, by the time you and Andrew come on, we hadn't even broke the teens yet. You two were 13 and 14. And then, it really, everyone from Hysterium is what broke all that.
It seems like after Horror Hound. is when we really started. It feels like it immediately picked up and feels like, all right, we're on the right track. Like, things are, you know, progressing quite a bit over these last few months.
Yeah.
Well, especially since the release of Phantom, too.
I didn't actually get to go to Horror Hound last year, but I'm going this year, so that'll be fun to see if the same thing happens again this year.
I'm actually kind of worried about it. Not worried in a negative way, but because of what you said, you know what I'm saying? Like, when we went to Horror Hound, God damn it, every fucking time.
Yeah, see, I'm actually surprised I said it right.
Every where the time, shit runs like whatever.
Yeah, where the shit runs like piss. Oh, God. We did see a huge spike in a lot of different things.
Why does that worry you? I think that'd be awesome if we get an bigger spike.
Well, I think it's awesome. It's just like, I always kind of freak out if I don't know where something's going. And, like, when we hit that spike, I got a little anxious, like, what? And then, like, when other people came on, it was like, what? Like, it's just the stuff that I didn't expect to happen.
Now is the time to promote Stray.
Yeah, like, this is...
to, like, hardcore.
Yeah, this is going to be the one to do it at.
Because...
you haven't worked on Stray yet.
Well, the funny story about that is, Yvonne, or Ashley... asked me to come and apply through you to help on the zombies. But when I first started going to Cozart to learn and better my skills for special effects,
right,
was the same weekend you were shooting for Stray.
Oh, really?
So I was like, I can't do it.
Oh, well,
I'll be up in Chicago. Can't do it. Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I mean,
we got Zombie Day coming up.
Oh, God. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not ready for it still. I'm scared.
And so, like, it was like a totally blown chance.
Well, I mean, it'd be awesome that we've got these guys on board now for Zombie Day.
Yeah, that's...
and that's strong.
Yeah, I cannot say what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if it works out well, and I think this time it definitely will, because now connections have been solidified, now we can get the people that we need.
And it's already starting to get nice enough out to the point where we cannot be freezing our actors' asses off.
So, like...
I'm excited.
That is you and I have talked a little bit about it.
Right. Mark, you said you don't need me, so I'm out. My hands are clean on this one.
You sure? You can come on. I mean, I might. I might. We'll talk.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I meant for that particular weekend, but not that big day.
But in a weird way, I am with Stray, because I did teach Yvonne and Abby like a little bit about facial prosthetics. And
yeah, no, you know, the stuff that we got this past weekend.
Yes.
The stuff that Yvonne did.
I mean, we finished
was
this now.
Like the day before. I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The awesome stuff that we got the day before, like a couple weeks before when we were originally going to do it. The stuff that she did was really cool. Like, I was a little taken aback, because I was like, not that I didn't expect it to be that well, but I just didn't expect that to happen that day. That was just something she was like, oh, we're waiting, how about I do this, I'll just make this real quick. And it was like a really gross patch that it looks real good. You saw the pictures on...
I have not seen them.
They're on Facebook, you should check it out.
The only picture I've seen is the one where the guy was laying in the snow.
Yeah,
not to ruin the movie or anything.
Spoilers!
No. Some dude lays in the snow, shit!
Everybody, when they're watching the movie, they're gonna be like, this is the part he was talking about, God damn it. The whole time they're gonna
be like, fuck this movie!
The whole movie, they're gonna be like, what part was he talking about? And then, that's when it's gonna click. Yeah. And that's when they can focus on the movie.
I'm pretty sure there's multiple people that lay in snow in this movie.
I think that,
You'll never know. It'll drive you mad.
This big day is yet another thing we've never done before. Like, because this is...
I'm excited.
This past year and this year is just a whole bunch of what we've never done before. Like, I mean, the stuff that you've done so far, we've never
fucking done. I better be on that set that day.
Everyone is, dude. Are you kidding me? I'm going to need all fucking hands on deck. I'm going to be having a panic attack.
No, it's going to be awesome.
But, yeah.
You're going to be proven wrong. It's going to be awesome. And you're going to be like, yes, I don't know why I was worried.
Is like a big zombie day the last day of the shoot?
Pretty much?
Probably. I mean, Yes, it's the end of shooting.
With
That's what we're. That is what we'll be ending.
You need no more pickup shots or anything like that.
No, that will be the last thing we get. The pickup shots all come, and then that's the last thing because that's the biggest thing. So I'd like to have some time to really put it together and really make sure shit goes right and nothing fucking goes wrong. You know, something will fucking go wrong.
Everything goes wrong.
Well, I mean, that's shooting. Something has to go wrong. Something.
We're probably literally going to have to kidnap people to make sure that we get enough zombies for that.
Right. And the whole day...
Get in the van!
The whole day, I'm just like...
Free Subway. I have candy!
Probably buy a carton of smokes and just play through right those.
It just lights a whole pack at a time in his mouth.
Well, because I'm gonna be so fucking stressed. It hasn't even happened yet. But thinking about it, you can feel it.
Yeah, but it's like unnecessary stress because it's
gonna go it's well. Good. No. It's good stress. I like this stress. This stress is good. It keeps me focused. It keeps me like going exactly the direction that I need.
Yeah, well, don't let it fucking give you a heart attack.
It's just that this day is so big. Like normally, I get stressed like this before a shoot day, just like this, and it keeps me on track for the rest of the day. However, since this is such a big thing, because this is so ginormous, that I've got at least a month from where we are now.
Allow us to heavily elude things to you.
So, I don't really remember where we were.
It's the second week in a row we've heavily alluded to shit that we can't talk about.
I know, it's wonderful. I just like pissing off our audience.
It's just like, oh yeah, this thing.
Hey guys, you want to hear about this?
It's like, hey guys, I know a secret. Oh, I can't tell you.
Yeah, boy, let me tell you, real life situations that piss me off. So, my God.
Amber.
That's why I can't tell my mom anything.
You two... Like, both work on makeup? Is that both your thing?
Originally it was supposed to be just him.
Okay.
And it was. Yeah. And then he calls me and he's like, hey, I left my whole makeup kit at home. I need that, and I need the hair dryer, and I need this, and I need that. I'm like, okay, you know, I can bring it up to you. So I bring it up to him there at the Hysterium. And he's like, oh, by the way, can you start working on this person? I just need this really quick.
What
and
I'm was like, this okay. For?
It was like opening night.
It was like the preview night.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like
when the TV station's media.
So wait, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to make sure I get this right. You, a makeup artist, forgot your entire makeup kit at home.
Well, it was media day.
It was all a ploy just to get her to come.
Don't give our makeup artist shit.
That's what he does.
On the fucking podcast. This Jesus. Is the second time Cam lost his job at After Hours here.
Is this our new replacement?
Yeah.
Steven.
That's it. Get off the bus.
I think what it was he wasn't expecting to do makeup, so he left it all there.
Okay.
And so he calls me. I'm getting ready to go out and get food.
Mm-hmm.
Calls me, hey, I need you to bring all this stuff up. I get there. I start working on the makeup. Before I know it, it's like 6 o'clock. I don't know. I think I was up there for like 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours helping him with makeup.
Jesus.
Damn. And then,
that was crazy.
Yeah. And oh, then that. Like the next night or a couple nights later, he's going out to Hysterium again to try to work on finishing touches on different parts of the haunt. And so I go out there with him and I'm doing, you know, different parts of it and he's putting me to work and he goes off and does his thing, does his audition and... gets all that, and I'm, like, standing in the room we were working at, just, like, staring at the wall, because I have no creativity at all. Like, no sense of direction. I don't. I came back, and I was like, look what I did, and he was like, okay, well, let's do this, and, like, 3 hours later, he's still touching up what I've messed up.
Just slight improvements.
So he gets involved in things, and then needs my help, and then I get involved with him.
Okay.
So I'm sort of like the second line makeup.
Okay. Kind of like his assistant.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So
that's cool.
I go through, and if someone needs something real quick, I can do that. And then I'm there all night when the haunt's open. That way, if anyone's coming in late, I can do their makeup. Or if they need touch ups through the night, I can do that while he's out there getting the customers up front.
Oh, okay.
Working on so many people in such a short time, it's kind of hectic for what they want.
Yeah. I bet. Yeah, I can only imagine.
They want, like, Hollywood-style makeup, in 10 minutes. It just don't work.
It doesn't happen.
It's Jesus. An all-day process.
Yeah. I mean, that's something I've definitely learned. Like, I mean, and I knew I had to be patient on mine. It still sucks. But at the same time, it's like...
I mean, it looks good, That's the most important part.
And it always pans out well. I think it's because I'm always just... I'm really... Like, I'm very slow-paced during the day, but when we're shooting, it's like my thoughts are just rapid-fire. Like, I have to switch from so many different things, and it's... I don't know how to explain it. It's like a really weird sense mix of ADHD and multitasking. It's an anomaly. So I can understand that. And that's cool that you help them out and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, I don't know. There have been quite a few times where I'm like, I'm blanking because I really don't have... He's got the creative mind. He's the one that can, like, sit there with a notepad and a pencil and just go to town and create something fabulous. And I'm the one that's drawing, like, stick figures and stick dogs. And, like, that's about my artistic ability. Right.
Mine's not much better.
I mean, you did make that, the Rake Man thing, though, right?
I did make that, yes.
You see, I thought that turned out really cool. Because you kind of just went about, you didn't, we kind of touched on this last week, didn't we? Didn't you kind of, like, take a little bit of your own direction on that, like...
Yeah, I had to, because after a while, you see other people's work.
Yeah.
And you don't want to steal somebody else's work.
Right.
That's one of the biggest problems we have, is everybody is lacking creativity anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They see something and be like, oh, I need to make that. But here you are, you're ripping off another artist's work. I mean, it'd be like somebody coming in here like, oh, well, I'm going to make a zombie movie.
Right.
Well, fuck you.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, covers, you know, good covers are always a little different. It's not an exact retelling, you know, it's your own spin.
I like that mentality, too, where I know, like, there's a lot of people out there, like, especially, like, music artists. They're just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to steal this person's shit.
Yeah.
No, not asking, going to rip off, you know, pretty much everything to make, like, sell their own shit as their, like, sell that shit as their own.
I can always appreciate originality.
Yeah.
It's hard to write scripts anymore. Because everything's been fucking done. Yeah. So it's like you have to, like, you always have to add something, like, or you have to do something differently. Like, I do a lot of genre mixing so I can come up with something original. Like, it's difficult. But I could totally sympathize with that.
And like, with that, this is my first film project I'm doing, so I wanted something that's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
it turned out awesome. Like, it was really cool.
I was thrilled when we finally saw Tim in the Rake outfit.
It was thoroughly terrifying, really.
I wasn't thrilled when I had
it. When I saw that, you know, that's when I kind of realized, like, okay, you know, we're getting up there.
Yeah.
Well, when we were filming it, even, like, the whole time, like, I'm watching it, remember I was whispering, like,
yeah.
Fuck that. I don't want to be near that. Fuck that.
He played it so well.
I know!
He got, like, jumped right into the character.
We're talking about Tim Burkhart. I love you, Tim.
I think, wasn't I filming this part where I flashed up to him and he was sitting on the sink? That was fucking terrifying.
I stayed upstairs.
That was
I didn't
one of the
get
cool
near.
Shots, though.
The thing is, but, like, with Tim, he's always so... He's been working with us for a long time. So he's very comfortable with all of us. Like, he's known me and he's known Jeremy since before he was 18. Like, he's known him a long time. So he's, like, walking up and just talking to us casually, and he's got this outfit on, and I'm just like, man, I don't even want to be fucking near you right now. You are freaking me out. You're talking to me? That's scaring me even more. Well, you can't talk.
And with him, like, the way when he was sculpting it, he'll sit there. I'm still picking clay out of my bed, by the way.
That's my workspace, is in the bed.
Yeah. But
where the creativity comes from.
Yeah.
But
my worst nightmares. Yeah.
And he's got this live cast of my head he sculpted it on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, tweaking it here and there. And he'll sit there and stare at it for an hour without touching it. And he's like... getting irritated because he doesn't know what to do. I mean, he does, but he's trying to get it to work just right, and it's not working the way that he wants to, so then he warps it a little bit, and so every sculpt that he's ever done has never been like what he wanted it to be in the beginning, but it's always turned out like insane. It's always been really, really good.
I can relate to that. You know, it's a lot, like I'm a musician, so you know, a lot of times you set out to make something in a certain way, but it always never really turns out exactly how you imagine, but it's still, you know, good regardless, you know.
I feel the same as a writer. I finished a whole script once, and then I read through it. I hated it and deleted the entire, it was 97 pages, and I deleted the whole fucking
thing. Oh, I've done that a lot.
And then I've I've stared with a glass of some form of liquor, of course, staring at a computer screen. I'm like, all right, how the fuck does this start? I just like fuck. Like,
yeah.
All right. Here's more drink. Like, it takes a couple glasses before it finally works. Mm-hmm. But
you are your own worst critic.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
And like me, it's like it's there. I'm like finished with it. Then I'll be like, oh no, I need to do this to it.
Yeah.
And I'll keep picking at it, and it's like, oh, you need to just get back. Otherwise, you're gonna mess it up.
I don't know how many times I've come back in the room. I'm like, seriously, just stop. Put it up for the night and be done with it because you're gonna mess it up.
I've got to say,
you're gonna mess it up.
Yeah.
And every time, you know, half hour, hour, couple hours later, you hear him, you know, cursing in the bedroom, and I'm like, I freaking told you. I told you. Put it away. I don't want to pick clay out of my bed anyways. Put it up. Let's be done with it. You know, come back tomorrow once you've
See, when I when we had that shoot day with it, I did not get me and Christian, we were out at a different location while you guys were getting this stuff there and finishing people up. And when you remember that?
Yeah.
And when Tim got there and I saw it, I was upset that you weren't there because I wanted to tell you how impressed I was with it. Because that was something that has crawled out of my worst fucking nightmare. I'm always scared. I have had a nightmare now with that, like the rake with that image.
Awesome.
Add to the fact that, like,
but it's cool. Like it was good.
Like right before that, just the creepiest shit in the world happened out in those fucking like silent ass woods.
Yeah, it was bad. It was no bueno.
There's like this fucking big ass creature out in the woods.
You saw a pair of eyes. Yeah, they were just out in the forest.
And it was fucking big. Whatever it was big.
It was a sashy.
It was a sam. It was
wasn't like that.
Sand squinch.
It almost looked like fucking like the size of like a big wolf or some shit. Like,
I know that when
we
I know when we saw it, me and Chris were both like, "Oh, flick!" and then we just went right back inside.
Like, we were standing out there, and I saw it blink. I was like, "Is that an animal?" And it was like, and "I was like, oh fuck, yeah, it's an animal."
I was like, "Yeah, you guys, it can eat you guys." Just I'm
flipped
just
it
stand.
Off as you went inside.
Yeah.
And the dog, there was a dog at that house, but it was somewhere else. And the whole time we're like, "Where's the dog?"
And it didn't make a noise, didn't bark once. I was just like, "Holy fuck,
this
dude.
Is
like,
bad." Someone, they better get here. Like,
and then just, the creature came.
It's just me. It's just me, Cam, and Jeremy in this fucking like somebody else's house in the fucking woods.
Yeah,
in Huntington.
Yeah, we were not the fucking A team in this situation. No.
Well, Huntington's a scary place, anyways.
Yeah.
That's so meta.
I don't like it out there. Like, I mean, I do, but it's just eerie. The whole area is kind of.
I used to live out there, which probably explains a lot. But, but it was only for a couple years.
Sorry,
but
sorry, Tom.
Is...
Huntington sucks.
Yeah. I'm not sorry.
No. Yeah, no, I'm know what? You're right. I'm not sorry either. No. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he ain't here.
Yeah, Tom, you don't scare me with your fucking biker beard and your assless chaps. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I think that's a pretty,
I'll edit that out.
I think it's a
no,
pretty
no,
good
leave
time.
That in. We need to,
yeah, that needs to be in there.
We need to make an example of
yeah.
All right, well, I think it's probably a good
time. Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, good time.
Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah,
this
thank
week.
You
for having us.
No problem.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was an experience.
Yeah, it was good.
We should yeah. We need hope to do it was as good more. For you as it was for us.
Yeah. Well, that's
well,
what they all
said.
Don't call me. I'll call you.
Oh, come on.
Well,
we're givers.
Darn.
He would have liked to reach around, but...
All right, guys. Well, for After Hours this week, I'm Christian Nash.
Cam Clark.
Andrew Reyna.
Amber Albright.
Oh, don't forget the lube. Marcus Bell.
What?
That was awesome. Just cut it there. Yeah, like yeah. That should be it.
Alright.
Don't even put his
Alright, we'll check you out later, guys.
That was good. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, thank you guys. That was awesome. Thanks for coming out.
Appreciate it.
I hope it wasn't too, was, I hope it wasn't too far of a drive.
No.
Do you guys live on this side? Oh, okay. So you live on the side of town.
Matter of fact, it's like everybody we know lives in here.
So his nephew's ex-girlfriend, fuck buddy, whoever they are still, I don't know. She lives here. She just moved out here a couple weeks ago. And his nephew's workout buddy